Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
How is it, when you give, that in the end it seems to cost you nothing? Generosity gives twice. The recipient is blessed by giving, then the giver is blessed by God. In the words of our Lord, quote, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." Luke 6:38. This is the way money buys happiness, by giving it to the Lord. Numbers 7 begins with, quote, "Moses setting up the tabernacle," verse 1. But wait. This isn't a permanent structure. It's to be moved from place to place. What a tragedy, after all this, if the children of Israel traveled on, leaving the tabernacle abandoned in the desert. Enter, quote, "the leaders of Israel, the heads of their fathers' houses, who were the leaders of the tribes," verse 2. Obviously, they were men of a practical bent and understood how things worked. It's always good to have people like that around. Quote, "And they brought their offerings before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen." Verse 3. Moses accepted these on the Lord's behalf, and they were put at the disposal of the Levites. Quote, "2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon, 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari." Verses 7 and 8. The sons of Kohath received none, because they were to carry the furniture on their shoulders. The Merarites looked after the boards, bars, pillars, and sockets. The Gershonites were the stewards of the coverings, the curtains, the screens and drapes for the doors, and the court's hangings. Let's appreciate those today who often do the unnoticed but crucial work of God behind the scenes. Givers, practical workers, encouragers, prayer warriors, and so many more. They will also receive their reward when the Lord comes, quote, "and then shall everyone have praise of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.